Last night in Santa Monica, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California declared victory of another sort. He was celebrating the success of two ballot measures that Californians approved yesterday.
Everyone wrote us off. Everyone said this is not going to happen. The Democrats and the Republicans would never work together. But you know something? We knew better. We knew that we can work together. Together we can accomplish anything. Together we have the ultimate power to accomplish anything we want to accomplish in this state. And we did it.
Joining us now to talk about Propositions 57 and 58 is Jack Kavanaugh, publisher of Rough and Tumble, a website about California politics and policy. He's with us from his office in Sacramento. And good to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Thanks, Neil. The other part of that quote was Arnold said something like, I really love it when the voters flex their muscles.
do the power lifting for me, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do these two measures allow?
Well, they basically allow the state to refinance its terrible debt that it has right now. And the second measure, Prop 58, basically puts into law the point that the state will not have anything but a balanced budget. Of course, that was in law previously and just sort of ignored.
So, but a balanced budget amendment, basically.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
It'll be up to the legislators themselves and the governor to actually make that happen down the road.
Now, a couple of months ago, I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger was wrong. According to the opinion polls, these were not going to pass. Does he get the credit for pushing them over the top?
Absolutely. Remarkable political activity overnight. He has become a very potent political force in California. What he did is he got the Democratic-controlled legislature to put these measures on the ballot in the first place. Then he went out and raised the money to campaign for them and brought them from 20% behind to an overwhelming landslide victory. It takes about $1.5 million a week or so to go on television with campaign ads and Arnold raised those funds and went on television. You saw Dianne Feinstein and Steve Wesley, who was a Democratic controller in California, along with Arnold, on television. And by the way, you didn't see anyone on television campaigning against these measures.
So is he right, and has he achieved the bipartisan coalition? Is he going to be smooth sailing with the Democrats from here on out?
Absolutely. Very potent political force. I think from what I've seen printed this morning, anyone who gets in the way of Arnold does so at their political peril.
This proposition, though, particularly the first one, 57, a balanced budget, I think everybody can understand that. But borrowing money now, eventually you got to pay it off later, pretty complicated stuff. Did the voters understand what they were doing here, do you think?
I wonder. Voters are very used to borrowing large sums of money to build highways and schools. But what this did was to borrow a large sum of money just to refinance the old debt. And by the way, even with this passed and these bonds sold, the state is still spending more than it's taking in, and at a rate of between $8 and $10 billion dollars, depending on who you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been fixed either yet. But as far as the voters are concerned, they trust Arnold, and that was very obvious with the results in the election yesterday. You know, I'm sure there are people outside of California who still kind of scratching their head and don't believe that this is happening. I was in the Capitol yesterday and talked to some people who have been around the legislature in California for a long, long time, and they still have to pinch themselves and to realize that, you know, what is happening is in fact taking place.
Jack Kavanaugh, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Jack Kavanaugh joined us from his office in Sacramento, California, where he publishes the website Rough and Tumble. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.